Hello, my name is Bob Bamber, and welcome to the Wrestling 20 Years Ago podcast prologue. Now, what I'm here today to do is to basically kind of, as a prologue does, is kind of just set the scene, basically explain kind of the history of the project, the history of why I'm doing it, and long story short, to try and explain here what I don't have to explain at the beginning of the first episode, because it's, one, going to take some time, and two, it's probably going to take a bit of legs out of the steam of the show. The Wrestling 20 Years Ago project is a wrestling history project started by me, I think, back in May of 2013, inspired by a couple of things which I'll come on to in a minute. Basically, it's a literal look back at wrestling from 20 years ago. So at the moment, I'm recording on August the 4th, 2013. Literally, I'm looking back at August the 4th, 1993. Two nights ago, I did a live tweet of Monday Night Raw from Monday, August the 2nd, 1993, which occurs on a Friday in 2013 days. The project is really part of, well, my longer-term interest in the history of wrestling. I'm reading some other kind of books and material about wrestling from even further beyond that. I'm currently reading a book called Pain and Passion about Stampede Wrestling, which is highly recommended. Last month, I read through a book about the National Wrestling Alliance as well. So this is kind of part of a wider interest of that. The project was inspired by a couple of things. One was an idea that one of my friends, Jack, gave me to live tweet an old show through the WrestleZone.com Twitter account, which I'm in charge of. I did the King of the Ring 2001 event, I think, with Kurt Angle, and enjoyed that a lot, in terms of just a historical live tweet and a contemporary look back, in terms of, it's not looking back at King of the Ring through a 3-minute video clip or a highlight package or something like that. That was an actual 3-hour live tweet, as if it was Monday. There was that, and then the other thing that inspired it really was, a Football 40 Years Ago account, football in the UK, soccer to people listening in the US, basically someone who's just live tweeting, yeah, football, literally as if it's 1973 and all the stories that go along with that. So I kind of merged those two ideas together. 20 years ago was, well, one, it's a nice round number, which always helps, and two, it's kind of, you know, the kind of the lead into the boom period in North American wrestling. In terms of who I am, as I alluded to a minute ago, I run the WrestleZone social media account, which is kind of why I've got this kind of level of exposure in terms of, and this ability to reach people. Born and raised in the UK, in a place in Devon. I'm actually, even though I'm 22 years old, I've actually probably seen a lot less wrestling growing up than a lot of you might think. Saw bits in kind of the early 2000s through videos and things like that, but I only really started watching wrestling in probably 2005. My first experience of any kind of WWE programming was probably the beginning of John Cena. Now, that credibility killer out the way, in terms of, if you didn't watch the Attitude Era live, you have no credibility, is kind of what inspired me to do this project, in terms of the fact that I, well, one, was probably too young anyway to really kind of see the rise through 95, 96, through to the end of the 90s anyway, but two, I just didn't get the chance to see it. So this is going to be a kind of a project for that, in terms of how I'm going to be having a look back. But as well, I think it's just really, one, for that, and two, just so that I can go back and kind of analyse it as it goes. I think one thing that I pick up from a lot of people is the idea that, well, the Attitude Era was great, you know, it was full of great angles, and every night there was a crowd that was just as loud as the previous week, and everyone was over to ridiculous degrees, and every match was great, and every storyline was great, and you know, part of that, to an extent, that's true. Yeah, the crowds were largely hotter than they are now. There were some characters that are probably more over than they are now, but I think there's, as in wrestling, as in life, is that I think there is a selective memory, in terms of people remember what they want to remember. And so people remember the great bits, and yet some of the stuff that maybe isn't as good kind of gets pushed under the rug. So one thing I wanted to be able to do with this is not go back and watch the history of the Monday Night Wars DVD, where you get a 90-minute look at just the highs and the lows of everything that went through that, just two extremes, one after another. And so I really want to be able to go through and look at it as it happened, and be able to kind of live it and watch full shows. Basically, the project is a Twitter account primarily. It's also a website, which I've just set up today. The Twitter account is at Wrestling20YRS. That's the word wrestling, the number 20, and then YRS, which is short for years. And basically, that is a twofold operation. One is the live tweeting of shows. I generally, at the moment, live tweet every Monday Night Raw and Friday night. I think I'll do it on Friday nights anyway, but currently, Friday night 2013 time is Mondays on 1993 clock, so I like that. So it's every Raw, and then kind of TV specials of WCW in terms of Clash of Champions and their pay-per-views and the WWF pay-per-views. A lot of them are available online as it is on places like YouTube and Daily Motion in full. And so I basically go back through and look at that, and as I say, live tweet it. And the other half of it is tweeting news and analysis from the time, which is in, like I said, largely in huge part down to two newsletters, the Pro Wrestling Torch and the Wrestling Observer newsletter, who were doing newsletters at the time and have their back issues online. So I can go back through and as I said, almost treat wrestling in 1993 as I do now. Yeah, what do I do now? I read news online and I watch shows online. What am I doing in 1993? Well, I'm reading news through newsletters online, and I'm live tweeting shows that are available online. So, as I say, in terms of being able to try and get an accurate analysis, I'm doing it at real time speed. I'm not trying to steam through it at like, you know, a year and a month or things like that. This is a long term project. I don't know how long it's going to last. I should add, in theory, there's an infinite amount of time this can go on. But I certainly hope it's going to last a while. So that's the Twitter side of things. What I've just set up within, you know, as you're hearing now, is the podcast. The podcast is going to be, hopefully, as much as I can get it, a contemporary look at wrestling from 20 years ago. There are going to be times when it's going to be almost impossible to ignore retrospect, particularly when, you know, the amount of wrestlers that have died in that time that we're looking at now, and just some of the most infamous spots. So it's going to be very difficult to kind of talk forward without really being able to either forget or reference what's going to come up. But I want it to be, as much as I can, a contemporary show, talking about the angles of the time, the news of the time, the television at the time, really analysing. As I say, it's more going to be a review without trying to look forward, because it's difficult to look forward when, in theory, at least you know what's going to happen next. There are going to be times when retrospecting, or as I say, is going to be impossible. I think it coming up in the first episode, which will be, by the way, recorded probably at the end of August after SummerSlam airs. That's 1993 one, as well as the 2013 one. What we're going to be doing is looking at a quote from Vince McMahon from Monday Night Raw from August the 2nd, which I just like tweeted, which was Vince said that Randy Savage, unquestionably a future WWF Hall of Famer. And now, you know, and I think at the time it wouldn't feel like anything important. I think Savage was, by any question, by any measure or metric, a Hall of Famer. And yet we sit here 20 years later and Savage still isn't a Hall of Famer. Now, there are reasons why that we might go into that. So in terms of something like that, where it's a comment that in 20 years ago time isn't really that important. You know, if Vincent Mann said that on Raw, well, of course he would. It's like, JBL saying that John Cena is a future Hall of Famer without question on Raw in 2013. But so in terms of discussions like that and things that we can pick out and apply to maybe in the future, we'll do that as well. But I'm going to try and keep that kind of separate, so that we'll do some kind of 1993 chat and some future chat as well, and some retrospective as well. In terms of how the podcast is going to be put together, it's not going to be me talking on my Todd like this one is. I'm going to be having two guests joining me, who I'll introduce when the first episode goes live. As I say, it's going to be a roundtable looking at events and the news. I think the first episode coming up, we're going to be talking about WWF SummerSlam, which will, I think, is August 30th. WCW Clash of the Champions 24, I think, which includes, amongst other things, the debut of the Shockmaster. Yeah, that's going to be hard to ignore in retrospect, but I think we can do it coverage contemporarily as well. So there's going to be that, and we'll look at Raw and some of the big news and some of the stuff going forward as well. In terms of the one thing I want to do before I finish this prologue is really just set the scene. which is really what a prologue should do in terms of set the scene about where wrestling is, because I don't want to be able to, I don't want to be in a position where I'm starting the first episode really kind of going back over old stuff. So as a kind of couple of minute intro in terms of where wrestling's at, it's probably, I would say, quite a low time in terms of 1993. You know, WCW is having struggles in terms of their house show attendances are doing very poorly. They just, within the last month or two, taped, I think, like 4 months of television in the space of 4 days, to save on production. And there's all the stuff that's gone about. Well, they've had to anticipate future title changes and tape around that. So it's almost like the equivalent of TNA rather than, you know, taping two shows, every 2 weeks, taping a batch of 20 shows over the course of a week. And then, with all the pay-per-views that come up in the middle and all the big events, in WCW case, Clash of Champions and the pay-per-views, they have to kind of think, well, there's going to be a title change that takes place at the end of September. So we need to have the guy, the episode the week before, come up with a title, but then that's got to change. So WCW is in, you know, quite a low period. Still doing well in terms of, you know, getting decent attendances in arenas and things like that. It's not like, it's not as small time as maybe the WCW worldwide tapings make it out, but I think it's very much, the number two. WCW, current champion is Big Van Vader. Also, Ric Flair holds the NWA Heavyweight Championship. They, much like WWE in 2013, currently have two world champions. Although that's going to iron itself out fairly quickly. And the other guys on top really in WCW are guys like Sting, Davey Boy Smith, Sid Vicious, the Hollywood Blondes and Steve Austin. And it's going to be, God knows how difficult it's going to be to talk about Steve Austin in 1993 terms and ignore what happens in the future there. But those are some of the big names. I'm sure I've gotten one or two, but those are some of the big names on top in WCW. The WWF is in a better position, in terms of one Monday Night Raw is about 6 months, 7 months going now. They've just lost Hulk Hogan within the space of the last month or so. He's announced he's going to leave. Hogan, won the title at WrestleMania, lost it at King of the Ring to Yokozuna, who's currently champion. And then in a big angle on, July 4th, Yokozuna held his body slam challenge on the USS Intrepid. Alex Luger was the man who came out and successfully body slammed him, and that set up the angle leading forward to SummerSlam. And Luger's been going around on the Lex Express call to action tour, which is what it's being called, and basically Lex, for all intents and purposes, has turned face, and that's going to be one of the things we talk about in the first show, is how successful it's been, and we'll apply that not only to the SummerSlam match itself, but kind of the run. How effective the turn was and things like that. And in terms of, say, Yokozuna's the WWF champion. Lex is kind of, at the moment, being built as the next big babyface star. And then you've got guys like Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Mr. Perfect, Razor Ramon, 1-2-3 Kid within the last couple of months has just pulled off that big shock victory over Razor Ramon on Raw. And then you've got, you know, people like the Steiner Brothers and Doink the Clown and Tatanka and Mr. Hughes and guys like that, who are kind of the guys that make up your average episode of Raw. Undertaker's around, although he hasn't appeared much in the stuff I've done so far. So that's a brief overview of where we're at. As I say, I could go on for a fair bit longer, but I don't want to for the sake of a prologue. But that's kind of where we're at now. Wrestling as a whole, I would say, is quite flat. In terms of, you know, where the territories are still kind of, I wouldn't say being decimated, but they're on the way out in terms of, I think if you were to go back 10 further years, you'd see kind of a good territory system that's disintegrating, for want of a better word. And I think wrestling's still kind of restructuring in terms of where it's at and how everything's working. The one thing I will say before I finish this prologue as well, with regards to retrospect, is that we will be, maybe not in the first episode, but providing the podcast keeps going for a certain or a long enough amount of time, we will be probably applying more focus on ECW than it probably warrants, certainly in the early years, and quite possibly than it ever warrants. But in terms of what I want to be able to do with this, and this is one thing that I think really steps away from contemporarily analysing where wrestling was, is that I want to be able to watch the rise of ECW. And I think back in 93, you would look at ECW, and I watched an event, I think from early July or the end of June, and it was, I think, to say indie-rific would probably be putting it lightly. But I think one thing I'm going to do is look at the rise of ECW, and that's probably going to be the one thing that you might look at and go, that doesn't really fit in place with a contemporary 1993 show, is an analysis of ECW quite as much as you give it. But I think that's the one thing that maybe stick out. But otherwise, I'm going to try and be as contemporary as possible and try and analyse things at the time. Anyway, that will conclude the prologue. As I say, well, first episode is probably going to be recording at the end of August. It's going to be a monthly show. Not sure quite how long yet, but as I said, that's kind of the format. I think that's going to give us one, you know, I think anything more than monthly would be overkill. And two, it will enable shows to be high quality because we've got to have a lot to talk about at the end of each month. Also, and this is just an idea at this stage, I'm also going to try and get some wrestlers on who were around at the time in future episodes, just to try and talk about what time things were like at the time, that kind of thing. As I say, it's just an idea. I haven't got anyone lined up or anything like that. But that's something I hope to be able to do in the future. But anyway, that's going to be me signing off for now, so I'll do all the introductions and everything else fully on the first episode. But if you want to follow the account, it's at Wrestling20YRS on Twitter. That's the word wrestling, the number 20, and then YRS. We have a website which just links to our podcast feed. That's wrestling20years.com, and that's years written out in full, not raw RS like it is on Twitter. Follow me as well at Bobby Bamber on Twitter. And as I say, we'll be good to launch in about a month's time.